Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, and this episode is going to be slightly different. There's going to be no bucket list update for this week, because at the time of this actually going out, I am on holiday, so I don't actually have the equipment or the stuff to actually record an episode for this week, but I really, really needed you guys to have your episode. I don't want to ever actually miss one, because we've got a weekly schedule going, and I don't want to kind of disrupt that or miss one, so I still wanted you to have an episode for this week. So, unfortunately, there's no bucket list update for this week, but while I'm on holiday, I do kind of want to try and watch some anime at some point, so I think mainly I'm going to try and watch as much Naruto as I can. I keep saying that week after week, but it is, for whatever reason, it is super slow progress with the Naruto front, but hopefully I'll make some progress, but I'll do like a bumper update for the next episode of the podcast. So bumper bucket list update. So hopefully I should have a major update on that one. But this episode is all about streaming services for anime. There are a bunch of streaming platforms for the world now. There's so many to choose from, and many of them are trying to jump on that anime bandwagon, because at the minute, anime is going from strength to strength. And I remember when you would be called super weird or super odd if you were watching Japanese cartoons in the schoolyard or when you got home, and people called you super weird, but now that isn't the case anymore. Now, platforms are kind of falling over themselves to get on the anime front, get on that bandwagon, and fill their platforms with anime series and franchises that they know will pull in customers and get them subscribers at the end of the day. But if you're like me, you don't like to have to pay for multiple services. I hate having to waste money on services that I don't actually give enough time to. I hate having multiple subscriptions, and I prefer to have 1, 2, maybe 3 at a push dedicated services that I'll subscribe to. Maybe it's a different tiered service, and I'll subscribe to them because I use them enough. So in this episode, I'm going to go through all the different platforms I think are probably the best services to use for watching anime on. I'll go through the pros, the cons, and which one kind of I prefer, or which ones I prefer. And then you guys can make your own decision and see which one kind of suits your lifestyle, your budget, and what kind of anime content you're actually wanting to be watching, based on whether it's more obscure anime, more popular anime, or the oldie but goodie anime as well. So before we dive into today's episode, please do leave a like, subscribe, do leave a review as well at the end of the episode, or right now if you wanted to as well. They really do support the show in ways you cannot imagine, and they are all free to do. So finding the right greeting card can be a real pain. Finding the right birthday card, anniversary card, graduation card, or whatever the occasion may be can be super, super difficult. To find one that suits that person, suits their vibe, or even their interest, or even birthday age. Over on Thoughtful, you can shop thousands of unique design cards by small creators such as myself. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a card for every occasion, and delivery is fast and reliable with Thoughtful. High quality cards with amazing designs from creators like myself, and on my page you can shop some anime themed birthday cards for any anime fan or manga fan that I'm sure they'll love. So the first one on this list is one of the biggest ones, and I thought it would be the best to kind of start with. So the first one is Crunchyroll, and Crunchyroll is the world's largest streaming service for anime. So there are literally thousands of anime on there, with over 40,000 plus titles on there. So this one is one of those ones where if you're wanting to find a specific anime, the likelihood of it being in that 40,000 plus catalogue is quite high. So this is one if you're wanting more that's maybe a little bit obscure, maybe it's one that's lesser known outside of Japan, this is probably the place for you to watch that anime. They're making a bunch of updates to the app as well, so it's great to kind of see it be updated continuously. They're updating not only the website, but also the apps, the app itself as well for like TV, phone, iPad, all that good stuff. So we are seeing multiple updates. There is some money being ploughed into the service as well, which is really, really great. But this one is one that's great if you're wanting to watch a huge catalogue of anime, but at multiple different budget points as well. So this one starts at a free version where it's kind of ads are played like at some point. I think there seems to be either mid-episode or after each episode. So there is a free version, and then it starts from a fan level service for $4.99 a month. These are UK prices, so I think it's maybe $8.99 or something like that in dollars. So do check online for your country's own specific pricing. But there's a fan tier for $4.99, which is my price. This is the one that I pay for because that seems to be right for my budget and how much I use the service. Then there's Mega Fan, which is $5.99, and then there's Ultimate Fan as well from £13.49, which again is the UK price. But there is a free version as well if you do want to watch the ads. I know sometimes a lot of these services like to really, really push the no ads version, and Crunchyroll is no different, but I prefer to have the fan level. That one does enough for me, but when I go away on holiday, a lot of times I will upgrade it for the month and go to like Mega Fan, because Mega Fan and Ultimate Fan gives you the access to Crunchyroll games, which is like a library of specific games that they've made or have licensed. There's a One Punch Man game for there on there, for example, and it's like a little sushi puzzle game, which is really cute. So there are some Crunchyroll games which are actually awesome, I have to say. But if I'm going on holiday, I'll upgrade my service to the $5.99 Mega Fan version where I can play the games and I can watch offline viewing as well. A lot of the times when you go away on holiday, the Wi-Fi may not be free or it may not be quite so stable. And especially if you're going for traveling, so things such as traveling on a plane or car, that kind of thing, I like to have some kind of access to my anime library, and Crunchyroll allows me to have that kind of offline viewing. So that is an awesome version. I don't have that one on all the time. I kind of cycle between different months where I'll have a fan version, which is the lower end, and then the Mega Fan version. I've never really gone up to Ultimate Fan. Ultimate Fan does give you some benefits on the Crunchyroll store and also gives you a free gift as well every year. I've never actually done this, but I really want to. At some point, I really want to see what the gift is. I want to see what that kind of happens and what it's filled with. And part of me thinks it has to be worth a fair amount to be able to offer the £13, nearly £15 price point every single month. So it has to be worth something. And I need to do some kind of digging to see what that looks like, because I need to know. I need to know what it is in a platform. And the biggest selling point for this one is the episodes release 1 hour after the release in Japan, or like we saw with Kaiju number 8, they release simultaneously at the exact same time as they do in Japan. So this is the one where it allows, because of their power and because of how popular they are, there is an option for like simultaneous streaming with Japan. So super quick, super efficient, so you'll get the newest episodes right on the day that they release. So this one is the best one if you're wanting a huge library, a slightly mixed price point, one that's quite a little bit higher, but there is a lower versions as well, and one that gives you some bonus extras such as offline viewing and games if you're wanting to pay for that higher price point as well. The next one on this list is actually Disney Plus, and Disney Plus are putting quite a bit of money behind actually building up their anime library. Now, Disney Plus is newer to the anime streaming scene, so the library isn't quite as big. There's not loads of anime on there, but there are some good names. So they were the ones that took Tokyo Revengers Season 2, Bleach, and they've got Summertime Rendering, which has actually been like recommended to me a fair few times, and I'm yet to check it out, but I do have a subscription to Disney Plus. More, not specifically for anime, but I know it is on there as an option as well. I will be checking out Summertime Rendering at some point. It isn't actually on my bucket list, but it is on my list of ones just because people have recommended it to me, and I always, always like to check out your guys' recommendations because we're all in this anime community together and I want to see what you guys are watching as well. I feel like Disney have seen the... you'll see little Luna at the back there if you're watching this on YouTube. I feel like Disney are I've seen the success that Netflix have had with their library, and we'll get to that soon as well. But I feel like Disney are trying their best to try and build their anime library up as quick as they can. But it's not quite as fast. I don't feel like the Disney Plus viewing experience is quite as smooth as Crunchyroll or Netflix. So I think there's a little bit of work for themselves to do on their own app or website, I guess, on their own actual service before it kind of gets known for this. It's not big enough yet, but I think over the coming months, we will see some more, or coming years, I guess, we will see some more anime being added to Disney Plus. I think Disney Plus is one of those options that you could do if you're wanting a very specific anime. A lot of the ones on there I've not actually heard of before, if I'm honest, apart from Bleach, Summertime Rendering, and Tokyo Revengers. Those are like the three big ones on there. So if you're wanting one of those three, this is a great service for you. The Disney Plus subscription point is, from a payment point of view, it's around about $7, which I think is about £5 a month. It's an okay price point. It kind of matches what Crunchyroll's is, but with a much smaller library. So do keep that in mind, that the library is much, much smaller, and its focus is on building that, I guess, and I think we'll start seeing that over the coming months. If you're like me, you love to dive into some tasty treats or savory treats while watching your favorite anime. Now with Boxu, you can travel through Japan through flavors with 20 to 22 savory, sweet, and more snacks to enjoy every single month with a unique theme. For your first box, upon subscribing, you get the Seasons of Japan box, where each snack comes from a certain prefecture in Japan and covers a themed season such as autumn, spring, and more. Enjoy sweet, savory, citrusy, and more flavors with Boxu's curated collection of snacks every single month. After your first box, which is the Seasons of Japan box, you'll enjoy a unique themed curated box every month with snacks that match the month's theme for the box. Enjoy your first box with Boxu using my link down in the bio and the show description, and enjoy a world of flavors and explore Japan through taste with Boxu. So on to one of the juggernauts for anime, which is Netflix. And these seem to have a huge, huge focus on updating their media library for anime. And they have One Piece, but not all of it. But One Piece seems to have been their kind of crown in their anime, the jewel in their anime crown for recent times because of the live action. And I feel like they're trying to really ride that wave because it's absolutely the One Piece live action has absolutely skyrocketed the Netflix name when it comes to anime, so I feel like they're really trying to ride that wave and ride the popularity that came with it. So we'll start seeing a lot more anime being added, but they did do it a little bit awkwardly. It's kind of obvious that they're trying to ride that wave because we've got the new Egghead arc for One Piece, but no other season on there, so it is a little bit awkward, it's a little bit janky at the minute. But we'll start seeing some more coming soon. But the anime library is actually really, really big, and they keep adding more. A lot of the ones that are on my bucket list are actually on Netflix, and they do offer a lot of the English audio for viewers as well. So it's great for ones if you want them on in the background or don't actually like watching them subtitled. This is a great option for you. This one is great as well if you're a Ghibli fan. This one has a lot, if not all, of the Studio Ghibli movies on there. So every single time I've watched a Ghibli movie, it is actually on with Netflix. But Netflix has some of their own, like, tailor-made original anime as well, which I think is one of their own specific selling points, specifically on this list. So Netflix have things such as The Grim Variations, The Seven Deadly Sins, My Happy Marriage, and Delicious in Dungeon, just to name a few. And I absolutely love Delicious in Dungeon. There is a season 2 coming soon. And this one is, I think, again, is one of their kind of spotlight anime for their streaming service for Netflix. Netflix does have a higher subscription cost, I have to say. It's about £10.99 for the service that I have, which is in pounds, so £10.99. And there are some more tiers on there, such as HD and 4K viewing, which I don't need, so I don't pay for, so I don't actually go for that service. Bayou's the kind of your, I think it's standard as it's called, the $10.99 service. There is a free one, but you do have ads, I believe. I believe that's still a thing, but there is a higher subscription cost available as well. I think this one is a good service. It's not quite as large as Crunchyroll, and it does have a higher price point. However, it does have all the Studio Ghibli movies, and there are some great original anime on there, such as Dungeon Dungeon, and this one actually is the one that allows for views of more your old school anime, such as Cowboy Bebop, Tokyo Ghoul, and Evangelion as well, which actually for some reason aren't on Crunchyroll, which is a little bit bizarre. Fucking stop. So this one is great if you want in more of a mix of streaming platforms. No. That's not right. This one is great if you want in a mix of old school anime and Netflix originals as well. So this one has the benefit of having Netflix's own power behind it. I think this one is a great one if you're already a subscriber to Netflix. Definitely do check the library out and see if there's stuff on there that really suits your viewing kind of criteria, what types of anime you're wanting to browse. There isn't the whole host of library that Crunchyroll has. However, there are some great quality anime on there and some anime on there that for some reason isn't on Crunchyroll, I believe. This one is great if you want in a mix of old school anime and Netflix originals as well. So this one has the benefit of having Netflix's own power behind it. I think this one is a great one if you're already a subscriber to Netflix. Definitely do check the library out and see if there's stuff on there that really suits your viewing kind of criteria, what types of anime you're wanting to browse. There isn't the whole host of library that Crunchyroll has. However, there are some great quality anime on there and some anime on there that for some reason isn't on Crunchyroll. I believe they have to go through certain licensing. So I think each platform can only have it for a certain period of time before it kind of cycles through again. So that's probably why, I assume. But definitely do check out Netflix for a high price point, but a great library of quality anime. The next one on this list is actually a partner of Disney Plus now, and it is Hulu. Hulu, I keep hearing quite a bit about. It seems to be the up-and-coming platform for some titles, and especially for anime. Right now, their catalog hosts over 300 anime titles, and it starts around $7.99 a month in pounds, remember, $7.99. So that's not a bad price point, a little bit more than Crunchyroll, but it is less than Netflix and Disney Plus. But this one includes titles such as Naruto, Attack on Titan, Soul Eater. So it's got a good heavy hitter amount of good names on there. So some great franchises to check out. So this is a great one if you're wanting a mid price point, but also one if you're looking for very iconic and well known anime. This one has simulcasts as well each season, just like Crunchyroll. So they're kind of following that kind of same suit, where each kind of month or each week, there's a simulcast. So it's the same or similar time as in Japan. This one, you'll find all these book goodies, such as the Pokemon films, Sailor Moon and Akira. So great, similar to Netflix, where you'll get a bit of a archive library, for lack of better words, where you'll find your older, kind of old school iconic anime series as well. So one recommendation I do have, do check out Sailor Moon. It's absolutely iconic. That is like the anime that really, really got me into anime, like my gateway anime when I first started watching this as a kid. But it does has partnerships with Crunchyroll, which I didn't actually know about. And it has that partnership to carry some of these titles. So that kind of seems an interesting partnership. And it's clearly where they've got their 300 anime titles from. They don't carry the exact same catalog. There's a kind of more specific and tailored catalog for Hulu. So do check that out. This one is great if you're wanting more of a trial. This one offers a free month trial with Hulu to try out their service before you have to start paying. So that one is great. There is an option if you're already a Disney Plus subscriber, you can get Hulu as kind of like a package deal. Which I think is $10 a month for both Disney and Hulu. So you can kind of pair the two together. So if you've already got one, I would recommend maybe looking at the other to kind of see which one suits you best and kind of merge the two libraries together. Disney Plus, that has a very small library, and then Hulu, that has a good size one with 300 titles. definitely do check one out. I think this one will have more coming soon, but it's got a long way to get before it gets to the Netflix and Crunchyroll kind of library size. The last one on this list is High Dive. And High Dive is the one that I keep seeing over and over and over again in the streaming platform kind of hierarchies or ones that people are recommending. And this one is great if you're on a budget. So this one streams simulcast, much like Crunchyroll and Hulu. So that is a great selling point. But more obscure, it's not obscure, but one that was very hyped is Oshinoko. That one is streamed on there. And that seems to be like their highlight anime. This one gets a 7-day free trial as well. And it costs about $5 after that free trial. So a great price point, similar to Crunchyroll. And this service allows users to have a live chat function whilst watching the episodes, which is interesting. I have not actually seen that before. So that is quite interesting. It does kind of build that nice community up with anime as well, so you can find people that are also enjoying this at that specific episode at that same time. So that is very, very cool. I quite like that. But it is an independent, which is nice. I think it's nice to always support an independent, but it does allow for requests. And I don't know how this kind of feature works. I don't know how well that works. Does it always guarantee that anime to come, or does it have to kind of... Surely they have to get the license, and surely they have to go through all these like tick boxes and jump through hoops to get the anime onto that platform. So, and it opens up to the community, which is great. See, with no free subscription option. So do keep that in mind, but you do get a 7-day free trial. This one offers a good size library as well, but Oshinoko seems to be like their spotlight one. But I think they'll start kind of rolling that off a little bit further and kind of riding that wave and get even more library. Good like library titles on there as well. I think it'd be hard to do an episode like this without mentioning some other anime services. There are some free ones on there, and I think there's always a careful mix. I never try and watch anime on the free services. I think when I was younger, I definitely did, didn't we all? We all tried YouTube trying to watch part 1, 2, 3, and 6. Of an episode and wondering why I can't find parts 4 and 5 because it's not been uploaded yet. We've all been through that, and I prefer using the paid subscription, but I think working out which subscription is best for you is key. I don't want to go to a pirated site and watch it for free. I think there's things like that that harm the actual industry for anime itself. This is why subscriptions do get more expensive, because people are pirating this stuff, and it just harms the community overall and damages the franchises themselves. And I don't want to be a part of that, and I'm sure you guys don't want to as well. I think there are free websites on there that are the pirate websites, and these, although you can watch them for free, I think they're incredibly unstable. Are the websites safe is one of my risks as well. I don't want to watch an anime episode at the risk of my own computer's security and safety at the end of the day, or my entire life's on my laptop essentially. So I don't want that to be part of a leak risk or a virus risk. And also I think there's the inconsistency. How do I know that the quality is going to be great? How do I know that it's going to be kind of, how do I know it's always going to be there if I stop watching an anime series for some reason and it gets pulled away from the site because it's got caught or whatever? Then I'm kind of stuck and I'll have to go back to one of these services anyway. So I always prefer to pay for one of these services. I don't have a subscription to all of them. Like I say, I don't want to pay more than what I have to. But I think there's a mix of services for everyone. Personally, my personal favorite is Crunchyroll. This is the one that I think has the best tiered system for pricing, a lot of flexibility, a huge library with 40,000 anime on there. Because of its partnership or buying out of Funimation, that library just absolutely skyrocketed. I personally just stick at the fan service, and if I'm going on holiday, then I'll upgrade to the Mega Fan to get the offline viewing and the games. You're not in a contract with them. You can just cancel it at any time, and you can kind of jump between the different tiered system, which really works for me. I do have a Netflix subscription as well, because we watch more than just anime on there, but there is a great little library for anime on Netflix. I cannot dispute that. So that is really, really good. My personal favorites are Crunchyroll first and then Netflix. Netflix specifically for things like the Ghibli movies or their own actual Netflix originals, which are actually going from strength to strength. And I'm actually excited to see what the next ones are from them. There is a bunch of kind of streaming services on this list, so do check out which ones you think would be the best. You can start a free trial down in the show notes in the descriptions of this video on Crunchyroll as well, where you'll find a free trial. So do check that out. I've put that in there. You know, this is my favorite one. This is one that I always recommend. But I hope this video, this episode has given you a bit of an overview of the price points, which kind of library is the biggest, which one's the most varied, which one offers a little bit more obscure anime. I think you'll find, I hope you'll find one that really suits you, your budget, and your viewing choices, I guess. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Lastly, please do leave a review. Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, like, subscribe. Please follow the show on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode, and I'll see you next Friday for the next installment of Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. Happy anime watching on whatever platform you choose from this list. Thank you so much and enjoy. Bye bye.